40 Days Pondering Heaven. Will there be gender in heaven? From Genesis 1, we read, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them. Then God said everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good." Hi, this is Jim Brown. There is some friendly church debate about whether or not there will be gender in heaven after our resurrection. I lean into the biblical truth that God created humanity, male and female, in his image, and that he said it was very good. Further, in Revelation 22, we read, "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God shall be in it." Unquote. You see, gender has caused major issues and sin throughout history, even though we originally read that Adam and Eve were naked and not ashamed, and for a period of time experienced no sin. In the new earth, we will have a new Eden where gender has been renewed. Also, we have the examples of Jesus. He retained his male gender after his resurrection. Moses and Elijah were still male when they appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration. Augustine, one of the earliest theologians, rightly saw the eternal state, that is the afterlife, as a renewal of God's work, not its elimination. After all, God himself created gender and said it was very good. You see, gender was a part of creation, so Augustine saw it renewed and transformed into what it was in the beginning, before sin. Gender is, in part, how we relate to one another. In paradise, Lazarus will still be Lazarus. Revelation 22, verse 3 says, "There shall be no more curse." But gender was never part of the curse. My prayer. Lord, thank you again for the creation and how we can look forward to all the beauty and sinlessness in heaven. Amen.